Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divas Days of Our Lives. Before we get started on tonight's show, just want to tell everybody to please check out our blog, and you can find us on Twitter at Diva Days of Our Lives and on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can also check us out on iTunes. We have the Diva here. I'm Marianne at Mama Hooch, at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter, and we have the Diva here, Carrie, is here tonight.
Hi, everybody.
And we have Causey Hooch. Miss Anna is here.
Hello.
Yes. The gang is back together again.
Yay.
Yeah.
Part of the gang hasn't watched very much this week, though.
Yeah. It hasn't been too bad. Yeah.
No.
And part of the gang has been live tweeting, I understand.
Yeah, I got back into it.
Oh,
that day off.
I missed that then. So I don't know.
Yeah.
The day. I probably missed that. Probably working. So. Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of catching up to do. I saw part of it this week, but I've been hearing about it and hearing that it's really good, and that, you know, finally you can tell the writing's changed and all that. So.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, before we get started, is pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka and wish Amy Hapka a happy birthday. I think it was her birthday.
Oh.
Was it yesterday?
Today.
Was it today? Yeah, I think it was earlier that I saw that. Cause I put it, yeah.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, happy birthday, Amy.
Yeah, and also follow at Teo Penglis. He's always tweeting about something or complaining about something or, you know.
Or being naughty.
If he isn't happy about something, he's bitching about something. So whatever. No, there was one on the other night. The other night, the noise must have been getting to him. I don't know. Probably was studying or something. But what did he say? Something about the blowing traffic. Oh, the tree cutters.
Oh, boy.
His GH exercise fanatic next door.
Neighbor.
You know. Yeah, neighbor. There was something else he was complaining about too. Yeah, I forget what else it was. I have to go on Twitter. But anyway, and he said something about Andre might have to go back to the monastery.
Oh.
Because I guess he was looking for peace and quiet. So I don't know.
Oh,
know.
That's
so he was,
funny.
So the noise must have been getting to him. So, but anyway. So I guess because he was saying about, he also tweeted again about the 25th. And I've been seeing that now as his air date. So, I think Jason 47 with his website and stuff, I think he said about that. That's the date, too. So,
very cool.
So that's something to look forward to. And at Lauren Coslow. Follow her. And
she just got back from Venice.
Is she back from vacation?
Yes, got back from Venice yesterday. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Yep.
And maybe we can start with her. Have you seen anything with the Kate? Because there's been some Kate this week and that storyline with Teresa and Nicole.
And I was going to try to watch at least that part. I only got a little bit into Thursdays, but where she approaches Nicole, Kate approaches Nicole, to go in with her with basic black, and I can tell that Teresa's running around trying to show everybody her design, so I'm assuming the three of them are going to somehow pull together. But so that looks fun. I heard some funny things about her eating a chocolate bar and this and that and the other and some stuff, but you guys will have to describe that because I haven't gotten to that part yet.
From what I had seen is, she approaches Nicole first, and of course Nicole's telling her, you know, more or less turns her down. Said no, she doesn't want nothing to do with it because she feels that Kate will just end up taking it over, or somehow she's going to trick her or whatever. You know, Kate will So Kate then goes to Teresa and really, you know, Teresa's wondering. I think she's the one that she, that's where the chocolate bar comes in with Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. And so she tells Teresa that she will be her backer, but she has to be a silent partner. Like she, you know, she can't tell anybody who she is. So I guess their plan was then whatever, you didn't kind of see that, but then Teresa goes to Nicole and says that she has the money because Nicole, I guess, needs somebody else. Although I thought Brady was backing her, but I guess she still needs more money. Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Sounds like, Teresa, it sounds like Brady was backing her half the amount or something.
Half, yeah. Yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. And I know she donated Serena's money, and I guess she really doesn't have mm-hmm. Xander's money, I guess, but she needs more money. Teresa said that she has this silent part, well, who at the time you didn't know that, then you see her go back, and it's Kate, you know, that's the one. So that's going to be the three of them. But Nicole doesn't know that it's Kate doing this.
Now, the thing of it is, though, I thought Kate said that she didn't have any funds right now. Did mm-hmm. she? Has she lost everything, or?
That's what I didn't understand. Yeah,
that's
she did
what
say
I
she
did
didn't
not,
have any. Yeah, she doesn't have any money. But it's like, how could she be at her age and have had so many different CEO and ownership jobs and married so many different men and she's broke? That makes absolutely no sense
to
me.
So was Nicole assuming when she said, well, you don't have any funds anyway or something like that? And she said, well, there's some, it's complicated or something like that. I don't know. I'm just confused because she's been working with Justin. So I don't understand. I don't know. I didn't understand that part.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, and then there was, no, I don't. And there was something then with Victor, since Justin now is the DA and he's not in, he hired somebody else. And he thought that Kate was going to be really upset about it because she didn't like this person. But I guess Kate thinks that she's going to be, you know. So I don't know. They didn't really say where Kate was getting the money.
Kind of evolving. Sounds like it's evolving.
I guess.
Sounds like the pieces are coming together.
Yes. So maybe, I don't know if anybody
but that
in the,
will be
a, anybody in the
be,
chat
that will
room.
Be a fun.
Yeah, we got Jen's in the chat room, if anybody knows. You know, sometimes people pick up things that other people don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, really, that's a good, I don't know, combination, those three together. That should be pretty funny because they're all pretty good at comedy and everything.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, so that could be good.
Yeah, I think it can be a good storyline, and then Teresa. What was one part? Teresa went to see John when he was in with Marlena and Brady, and he more or less just kicked her out and told her to leave.
Maybe he was still a little bitter about the whole fire poker thing in his head. I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah. So and then that was And then Brady kind of had, like, I don't know, he's getting a little bit of a soft spot. He saw Teresa sleeping on the couch, and he covered her. It's kind of just the way he was kind of, like, looking at her and stuff. So, I don't know. I think probably eventually, I don't know if they're going to try to go there unless Teresa.
Maybe they're going to have Teresa prove herself. Maybe she's going to feel good about herself and, you know, and maybe not need him. See, it's one of those things where I kind of picked up on the little dynamic there that he's like, I'm not falling for your stuff, da 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 da. And she's like, oh, but I'm happier than I've been in a long time or something. And he kind of looked at her like, wait a minute here, because he's used to being the sole purpose of her existence and everything. So I think her having something that she's successful at, that she's good at, and doesn't come across as just a gold digger trying to chase him down, that maybe he'll be like, maybe I'm interested in her now. So who knows? I don't know. I used to not like them when all they were doing was screwing around and on drugs, but I kind of like their dynamic now. I mean, I kind of like them now a little bit, but so I don't know.
Yeah, I think now that, and everyone's telling her, even she was amazed because even, I guess, Abigail, you know, they can't stand each other, that Abby did say that, like, her work was good. You know, even these people that doesn't, you know, she doesn't like her, like, so, and even Maggie, you know, everybody's been telling her what good work, and Brady has told her, so probably giving her confidence, and so sooner or later, I think they're trying to, I thought they were going to redeem her earlier, so I don't know, it might just be taking a little longer, I don't know, but
well, probably with the new writers and the rewrites and all that stuff that are going on, it's probably kind of pushes everything a little bit, you know, either expedites or pushes it out further, depending on what aspect of the story we're talking about. So,
Let's see. And speaking of Justin, he's like power hungry right now, getting trying to get ready to do the, you know, get the charges against Chad, and then finally, I guess now this week, of course, now Paige is found dead. And how did I thought now if this is as much as I don't like Eve, actually she had a good performance, I thought, with Eve's death. Did you guys happen to see that?
I just saw part of the Justin comforting her. I didn't see the actual.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Yeah. But I thought she did I thought she did a great job on making it believable if that something would, you know, like that would happen to anyone's daughter. Of course, then she has the guilt factor and everything, which he had a good, I thought some good scenes with Marlena too, talking to her and trying to tell her, like, she's blaming herself. And she said, she's more or less told her, don't think of the bad things with Paige, think of the good things. So that was good. And
then, of course, the bubble thought of JJ in bed with her came up. No, I'm kidding.
Good
things, you know.
And Jay, now to me, I don't know. And Casey Moss is a good actor. I really think he's done a good job. But I don't know. He didn't seem that upset. I don't know.
I agree.
Think the emotion was there that should have been with this girl that he supposedly was the love of his life, and he's been so desperately trying to hold on to and to get back. I don't think he brought it with the emotion.
And it's his real life girlfriend too. So.
Mm. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh really? I didn't know that. Uh-huh. So they're together in real life. Oh.
That's what I heard. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh okay. Yeah. I always thought they were kind of growing on me, but I know a lot of people didn't like her for some. You know, she's not as good an actress as or actor as he is. But I don't know.
But that is surprising. And of course, he didn't really bring it.
I didn't think so.
Oh, I thought, that JJ was really not that upset at all.
No.
Yeah, weird.
Mm-mm.
No.
Hmm.
And of course, the tie, the red tie was around her neck again, so the tie. And I don't know if anybody see on, I don't know if it was on Facebook or where it was, somebody put a picture of a tie that Abe had on. About a couple of weeks ago, it was the same. Mm-hmm. It looked like the same red tie.
That's funny,
no way.
It did. It was from Tuesday a week ago.
The prop department goofed.
Is this a look at the tie? Is this a red herring, or did they miss? Or you know, what is this? Or is it going to be a? Because I don't know. You keep hearing stories. It's going to be someone you know. It's supposed to be a surprise. Of course, I don't know. Good. They'll keep it, but I don't know why Abe would do it, but anymore I'm thinking it might be Ben. I don't know. Ben might lose it, because Ben's acting kind of...
Well, keep in mind that whoever it is a hero to most of us. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, I did see that
funny.
Was that on Twitter? That was Jamie?
Yeah, that was funny. I love that.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, we're so far, the two that they've taken out, now I don't know who else is going to be going down, but...
Trevor,
I think
Bryan's
the next one's
a sweet girl. You know, I don't have anything against her. I just didn't see a lot of chemistry with the two of them, you know?
Yeah.
But
it is kind of that is kind of funny sometimes with real-life couples. They don't have the chemistry. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So the thing is then, more to link Chad is they found it one time. They think they found the key mirror mansion in the park. And this new thing with Paige, they found this yellow flower that was found beside Paige. And here they've researched it. Okay, and Yeah, traced it, and it's this rare flower that's only out of the country, and it's not here in Salem. And the only place that he's ever seen this flower is in the Muir Garden, which is another.
Oh.
But also, I don't know the flower, but didn't Aiden also give Hope these beautiful bright yellow flowers?
I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Aiden was at the
Nobody
Demira
said
Mansion.
That.
Yeah, Aiden
and
was
he
at
the Demira.
Yeah, but Aiden was at the house that day, yeah.
Yes, and he was at the house today and gave Hope these flowers.
Yeah.
Now, whether Rafe didn't make the connection, it's the same flower, I don't know. But he also, of course, we know he's working for Stefano to marry Hope for whatever reason Stefano has, I guess. And he is, I guess, the one he's holding Bo captive for whatever. And they're torturing Bo, trying to get some kind of information out of him. So I don't know, you know, what all that entails or what that story is going to be and why Aiden is doing what he's doing. So, and also he must have gambling debts because he came to Stefano and wanted in advance or something, or wanted more money or something.
Mm-hmm.
He needed money, I guess, to pay off his debts, and I don't know what other problems he has or if he has. Oh, and didn't Stefano something that he knows a secret? Did he say something to Aiden about knowing something
mm-hmm.
about him?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that is. Yeah. So, but, oh, did you see Hope and Sierra? They had Sierra on again. Did anybody see that?
Oh, she was awesome. She was so awesome.
I know. I can't believe that they're losing that girl because Hope was telling her that she accepted Aiden's proposal. You know, and Sierra's happy about it. She says, I know he stayed over the night I had my sleepover. He stayed here and she said, I smelled his cologne. I could smell his cologne. And she says, I'm a good detective. Something about I'm not the only one that's a good detective. You know, you're not the, oh, she said to Hope, you're not the only one that's a good detective.
Oh, funny.
So she was cute.
Oh, no, and Sierra was just supposed to be in the wedding, too, which is hilarious.
Oh, she yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said about, well, then this time I'll be able to wear those earrings that Sammy gave me.
Yeah,
and
that was awesome.
Said, now you can wear those. You know, now you can wear those earrings. Yeah, that was good. So I guess Chad did get arrested, right? Right, Rafe came to the house to get him. I guess finally. They feel that they had enough. And Abigail's backing, you know, saying that. You know, that she believes in him and everything. Oh, and I guess Chad? No, wait. Clyde. JJ thinks it's Clyde that killed Paige. He kind of came after Clyde. And I think, is Clyde going to be the next one to go down? I don't know. I don't know who's coming up. Did you hear who's supposed to be killed next?
Jason 47 spread a rumor that it was supposed to be a longtime veteran getting killed off next.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm wondering. It's making me think maybe one of Daniel. I don't know. What did you think about Daniel's goatee? You see that?
Oh, boy. Oh, did you see the pictures of him on Twitter with all the fake tattoos and everything for some movie he's shooting? Holy cow, you have to go look at them. Oh, my gosh. It looks hot and dangerous. Oh, my. You have to see them.
Yes. Yeah. He's not a bad-looking guy. I don't know. It's just something was, I guess, with the character and everything in it. Yeah. But, I haven't seen those.
Oh, yeah. I thought it's his Instagram.
But then I thought... Ben get the Daniel and Nicole. Wasn't Daniel supposed to give Nicole money to help her with this venture or something? I thought he said, but he doesn't like the idea of Brady helping her or something.
Right.
Whether it's jealousy or not, or he just didn't think it'll work. I don't know. Nicole
said,
"Oh, you're jealous."
I can
see why. And another thing I didn't get was the whole. Did you see Eric? Eric got drunk over Serena because he's feeling guilty, I guess, and upset about Serena. Like, since when? I thought he, like, dumped Serena. And now he's, like, so broken up. I guess because she's dead and he feels guilty. I don't know. but I just thought that was kind of odd.
I guess he told her that day that anyway he forgave her, but that was the most she was going to get from him, whatever, and she basically kind of drank it off. So he feels responsible for her being at the club drinking over something he said.
Right, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, and Caroline, I guess she's having more dementia problems, and they were at the Julie brought up the Martin Mansion. And Julie was kind of giving a little bit of history there with Susan Martin, which I'm thinking she's supposed to be back. Isn't Denise Alexander? Were they bringing her back? Did you hear anything about that?
No.
I don't know. But anyway, they were there, and Caroline was having these memories of Sean back in the pub, and she was looking in the mirror, which I don't know. Did you see that part?
Yes.
Where she was kind of looking in the mirror. Did you understand what was that supposed to be? Like, she was calling for Sean, like she thought she was back at that time, I guess. Is that what that meant?
No, his face was in the mirror.
His face was, okay, see, I kept, his face was in the mirror, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying that attention, okay. Because I know she kept calling him, and then she was having the memories.
No, she was having memories, and then she kind of excused herself, went to, like, the foyer, and then she was looking in the mirror, and then there was Sean.
Oh, okay.
And then she started getting upset, and then Maggie came out and kind of collected her. And then later on, Caroline came back into the foyer and looked in the mirror and was looking for Sean again. And Maggie told Victor that she was concerned about Caroline, and then Victor called someone saying he needed sort of treatment or medicine trial quickly for drug for a Caroline.
Going with that. Although Peggy McKay looked very good, I thought. She looked really good in some of that.
Yeah. Oh, I loved her outfit, actually. I thought she looked really cute.
And of course, Julie was on again, and there. And Doug was there. Doug and Joel, and he was kind of a little bit upset about. I guess he doesn't trust Aiden, and neither does Steve.
Right.
But he's kind of accepted. He did give Hope her blessings, but then there are some good scenes too with Steve, Hope, and Aiden. Steve confronting Aiden and like challenging, but like, what do you really know about him? And of course, he's saying about Beau would never do that. And of course, Hope called him out for doing the same thing to Kayla and abandoning them. And so some good scenes with them. Did you think that the Justin and Eve thing was going to go to grief sex? I'm glad they didn't go there, but I thought that's where it was heading.
I'm glad they didn't, because over grief sex, and that's happening. That's been a phenomenon happening on all the soaps for like 5 years now, because I don't understand that concept. Hey, my daughter died. Let's go have sex. I don't get that.
No, yeah, no,
exactly.
Not especially that. Not your daughter, anyway. But Justin stopped it, and I guess, and Adrienne's having a change of heart with Lucas, and she kind of had to break it off with poor Lucas.
Aww.
And I think Brian has a little buzz cut or a little shorter hair.
Boy, he
like.
Sure did get it whacked off, didn't he?
Didn't he? Yeah, I don't know. Makes him look older than when he has the longer hair. He looks much younger when he has the longer hair. So Adrienne went and talked to Justin, and they're going to try to work things out. I guess she had been talking to Sonny, and so I guess they're going to get with Justin and Adrienne. I guess they're trying to get all those couples back together again, Justin and Adrienne, Steve and Kayla, Bo and Hope, John and Marlena. And John's going to try to find out who he really is. They kind of did that history part because he said, Well, I don't know whether I'm an Alamein. Well, I'm not an Alamein. I'm not a Demira. I just want to know who I am. And he says, I was an arc thief. I was a priest. So they kind of brought up his history again, which is, you know, we don't really know who he is because he's been so many different people. So
what I liked about Friday was the whole theme of the episode was family. Everybody was saying.
Right.
And you could see going back. Julie was talking about the Martin family. Caroline
right.
was reminiscing about Sean. Eve went to Marlena to talk about Paige's murder and about, you know, how that was Eve's family. So Marlena came back to John saying, basically just giving her a blessing now for John to find his past again, his family. And it was really nice. It was just a nice thought that it was all about family. That was, you know, you never really see a theme like that for an episode that all the characters were about family. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Kind of setting that all up for the, you know, the 50th, and I guess that along with the killer story. And I think that the thing with the serial killer thing is just to get off the old people and set up for people coming back. Now, I did see some of the previews about Stefano supposed to get sick. Chad is like trying to help him. It looks like he's being sick. And I had heard, and it said on the Jason site that's kind of the setup for Andre to come back.
Yeah.
Around the time that Stefano is having his problems. Yeah. So that's kind of being set up, because in fact that'll be in 2 weeks. So I think that'll be coming up soon too with the whole problem with Stefano. So, well, we have some callers.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think to bring Angela on. Bring them on. Hi, Angela. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi there.
Thanks. Hi. Hi. Did you have anything to add? I know you kind of know about the Martins. You know that storyline. I'm not.
Yeah,
cool.
I think I had read that probably Denise Alexander is going to come back, but I'm not sure the story as far as the Martin family and the Martin mansion that really happened back, you know, back in the day when they did the Susan Martin story. That's a great storyline. That's probably the second best storyline that Bill Bell did. But I'm not sure I remember. And I went back and tried to look through that Maureen Russell book to see if there was anything else. So I'm not real sure exactly what they're going to do with all that. I thought it was really interesting, though, in trying to, you know, show Sean Brady, you know, in with Caroline, too. But I'm still not, like I said, I'm enjoying the show because I don't know what's going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I think that's a good change for me, at least.
Well, I have been noticing people on Twitter that haven't been watching it for a long time that are starting to watch it again. So let's hope it comes in greater numbers and that, you know, that.
Yeah, and that's because a lot of it, too, is because of Steve coming back and Bo coming back and Audrey coming back. And there's a lot, you know, well, I guess Belle and Sean are coming back. Different ones than some new ones, you know. A. Martinez, I don't know when he should be coming. He's out there tweeting, you know. So, they're all out there tweeting. So
I think that the A. Martinez story should start up pretty soon. If some of the rumors are correct, then I think that's probably we ought to see him pretty shortly. Because he'll be affected by one of the people that gets killed. But I'm wondering if he's a part of the Torres family. I was going through that Maureen Russell book. I was looking at this because I remember portions of this, but I was traveling like 100% of the time back during the time period where they did the story. And so I was watching everything off the VCR, so I think I may have been fast-forwarding some stuff because I just don't have a recollection of them going to Florida and all that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of wondering if that's part of the story, you know, as far as the crime family and Victor and some of that, if that's part of what the backstory they're going to use. But again, I'm just, like I said, I think it's interesting. I'm kind of anxious to see how it falls out. One thing that you mentioned a minute ago, though, that I had heard, and again, I don't know for sure if this is true or not, that part of the serial killer was actually from the old regime.
That's what I had heard too. You know.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're using this just to get rid of people. I think it'll be very telling to see who, like you brought up before, who is the next person to go.
Yeah.
And how they're going to tie it all in.
Mm-hmm. And will they give a reason why, and will it be a plausible reason, or just, you know, sometimes they get these storylines and they're all choppy and like that. You know that the Mezzelon or whatever, that Salem killer storyline, mm-hmm. that was just so chopped up and just so changed and just, that was just crazy. So, depends, I guess it could be, if it's done right, it could be a good story.
I'm excited, especially like I said, the Susan Martin thing. I'm not sure about the Martin Mansion, but I'm excited to see if Denise Alexander comes back and we get to see Julie and Susan after all these years and the, you know, obviously mm-hmm. all the anguish went through. And
that would be bringing the history from the 60s back, you know.
Yeah, and I hope to see that, but I just don't recall the Martin Mansion. I remember they were actually, and they're gone now, I think, but there were some scenes on YouTube from
made up history. They still
mm-hmm.
do that a little bit.
Because mm-hmm. they have had Mickey in the kitchen of, and I can't think of if Susan Martin's mother's name was Helen. For some reason, that sounded familiar. But anyway, they were in the kitchen because Mickey, of course, was defending Susan Martin during the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty, you know, again, it was it's been haphazard, but the set that they had for Susan Martin's mother was large. But even after Susan Martin inherited, the money from her husband's life insurance policy and went on with Greg Peters and so forth, I don't know if y'all remember that storyline that kind of, you mm-hmm. know, went on from there. But, you know, she was kind of like in a studio apartment, even when she inherited $250,000 in the 1969-1970, which is a lot more money than it is now, still a fair amount of money now. But, you know, she was kind of living in, like, you know, it was a nice apartment, but it was not, you know,
mm-hmm.
that she was living
yeah.
that hard.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that I read is that she took some of that money when Susan Martin inherited that money, and she put it into a medical clinic. And mm-hmm. that was never referenced, I don't think, through the 80s. We've had all kinds of clinics go 3 days, and I never recall them ever mentioning that. But I thought that was mm-hmm. interesting, too, because that's something they could use now if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they are. But I hope Denise Alexander comes back. I loved her. I liked her a lot on General Hospital, too. I probably remember her a lot more from General Hospital.
Yeah, me too, because I remember back when with the whole Leslie Charlson and her and Rick Weber and all that stuff. That
mm-hmm.
was good back then.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And I don't know. I guess I didn't even realize. I think I read that Denise was coming back to Days as well, because when I thought, I didn't know. I thought, mm-hmm. I didn't know that she had ever been on Days, because I couldn't remember it, but it was before my time, before I was watching it.
Yeah, that's
I guess.
Yeah, I remember that
because
kind
the
of
first time
story.
I remember seeing her was on General Hospital.
Her second husband, Greg Peters, who was the chief of staff of the hospital, he replaced Tom for a period of time, and then he was also married to Amanda Peters later on, which was actually the second wife of Bob Newhart.
I always
enjoyed that part of the story. I remember her more from that than I do from, you know, because I was really little when she was on in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I can remember 1970, 71 before she was let go. But anyway, it'll be good. And I'm excited I'm excited they're digging this stuff up. I'm curious about Sean. You know, other than just maybe in case, is that a foreshadowing that you know, that Mrs. Brady may actually pass away.
Yeah.
Could she be one of the...
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. You never know.
I can't imagine that she would before she would see Bo.
Well, I think I'm going to bring on another caller so we got two, so we get them all, everybody on. I think this is Kenneth. Is this
Hello.
Kenneth?
Hey,
Kenneth.
Hey.
Good.
Hello.
Yes, honey, y'all sound fabulous tonight on a Saturday, honey. Honey, y'all are giving the tea, honey, and I'm sipping on some tea. How y'all doing? Yes, honey.
And I'm not even using my sexy radio voice.
that's all right, honey, because no matter what you do, honey, you will always be fabulous, honey, to me. So, y'all give me all kind of life right now.
Oh.
Yes, honey. So, look, from my observation, it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of speculation. They say that Clive could be the killer, but this is my thing. Okay, we've seen Clive kill people without a disguise, so why would he need to hide anyway? So that's interesting. I'm kind of interesting to it's interesting to see their take on it and see how they do it, because clearly, it's not like a murder mystery that we've seen before. I mean, it's not like the others. It's not like the Salem Strangler thus far. Because if it was Andre's coming back in town for another reason. So we kind of can say, well, it's not him. And then, too, we know it's not Marlena, because she gets attacked. So it's interesting. It really is interesting to me to see who's doing this. And they say on the 24th of this month, you know, we got 2 weeks to go to find out who's actually doing it. To be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, the writing is so clever. I have no idea.
I don't know if they're giving us clues and we're just missing them, or do they know yet, or I don't know. But, yeah, we know it's not Chad, of course, so it's somebody either setting Chad up, but for what reason, or why they're killing the people they are. It'd be interesting to see.
You know, in the preview that's coming up for next week, they show Chad was like, did somebody put something in my drink, and then kind of wondering if somebody put something in my drink, and what kind of drug would make you, you know, pass out and forget. And then, you know, right behind him, they show a picture of Clyde. So my thing is Clyde setting him up? Is Ben the killer? You know, it's just a lot of different things. And you know, what would also be interesting, that we've all heard of the speculation of Daniel being killed off. So wouldn't that be interesting if they were to kill him off and they bring back Patrick Avalo and Kevin? Because there's no way in hell they're going to let Nicole have their baby. Not Chloe's baby anyway. So that'll be interesting. And I know that Patrika has she wants to come back. She was kind of upset that she didn't get invited back.
They should have, you know. There's a lot that should have come back for a little bit anyway.
So wouldn't Chloe just get Parker if that happened?
Yeah, Chloe has been there and gone, right?
I don't know if she's
coming back.
She takes care of Parker, so why by killing Daniel off, that wouldn't mean that Nicole would automatically be raising Parker. Seems like
right.
He would just go to Chloe.
That would mean Parker would just go back to Chloe. And I think
we're not going to have any. Are we even going to have any little kids anymore? They're all getting sore ass or bumped off the show or whatever. So
yeah, is there any?
We're
going to
need a new crop,
than,
I guess, Abigail's new baby.
Ariana.
Her.
She'd be the only. I will.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Will Gabby
Tate,
and Gabby's
too.
Coming back. Tate. Yeah.
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 So yeah, it won't be a baby. He'll be 4 or 5 pretty soon. Probably. And Ariana will be like 12 or something.
Yeah.
Did y'all see where Sal struggles with Felicia? And she's coming in, and she takes a liking to AIDS, and there, she may be AIDS' long-lost daughter. You know, they revealed her last name. It was one of the people that that AIDS was with. I think her name was Tamara or Tamara or something like that. A singer back in the day. So, she's a cop, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. When does the Aussie doctor come on?
The Aussie doctor? I don't know. Yeah, that's another new one. I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that, but I've heard about this Dr. Salias or something like that. And you know what? I did cry. Eve made me cry, y'all. Because.
Yeah, she did a good job. Yeah.
She realizes that Paige was probably the only person that actually loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I wrecked the last 2 months of my daughter's life. And you know what? I was crying. I said, bitch, why are you crying? Honey, after all the stuff that she didn't do, but, you know, at the same time, you can't, you know what? It sucks. It really sucks to have to lose a child and then the last memory between you and your daughter is the fact that you slept with her man. And y'all never get past that before she died. That's going to change Eve for a long time. I see her getting a lot worse. Worse than Teresa. I think Teresa's going the opposite way. And that moment between her and Brady was just beautiful. Brady comes in and looks at her, and she's sleeping, and he pulls the cover over. Honey, I just, ugh, Lord, have mercy. I wish
yeah,
Brady, I was on the
Brady's
damn,
softened up.
I wish I was on the damn couch. I said, honey, I should yes, because see, here lately I've been having to get my own cover. I ain't had no help. So I said, honey, that girl got it going on. And so I love it. I really do. I love this Teresa and Brady. And I think that the fact that she has an obstacle ahead of her is going to make him fall in love with her, simply because she said what she was going to do, and she's going to prove everybody wrong. And when you look at it, you got three outcasts of Salem together: Teresa, Nicole, and Kate. Now, that's going to be some damn good girl power. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Be a force to reckon with. Before we go, I have another caller before we go, so I'm going to bring him on. What? Hello? Firefox? Hello?
Hello. George here.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
George.
My goodness. It has been far too long since the last time I was on this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you
all
were broadcasting,
time.
And I said, okay, you're not missing Divas a Duel tonight. Not on any, miss any other show, even your own, and you better make this one.
I know that's right.
Because, unfortunately, because of all the medical issues I've been dealing with over the last several months, I've been going back and forth to hospitals and so forth, and I went to look at the Days of Our Lives episodes backed up for months. My DVR went toast on me. I lost every single episode I recorded for the last 2 months. And I am so back, I'm so behind in what's going on. I'm lost. But I got another DVR.
That would be a big help
because right now I'm as lost as anybody can get, and I've been a Days fan since 1973. So
I know. Wow, good to hear your voice again, George.
Well, it's like I always say, like the sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And seems like mine's becoming a soap opera more than a soap opera.
Well, NBC also has the episodes. You can also find some of them on YouTube, although I heard that they're clamping down on that. They're making people.
They have been. You got to catch them at the right time on YouTube. Sometimes I can catch them, and other times, you know, they get them removed. But but NBC, they show them like a day later, but you can usually watch them on NBC.
During the course of the day, I'm usually saddled with doctors, tests, and everything else, and I'm hoping that all these tests are finally over with because it's getting to the point where I'm sick of seeing my doctor, and I think my doctor is actually sick of seeing me.
I can certainly relate to all that. Anyway. Well,
but,
I'm glad
were my ears deceiving me, or did I hear that the actor who plays Bo Brady is either back or coming back?
He is
He's on screen now.
Thank you.
He is being tortured this week on screen. He's being held hostage somewhere or something, or captive.
Ouch.
And it, right as Hope gets engaged to Aiden.
Is he going to ride in again on his motorcycle? Stop the wedding.
It'll be interesting.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know what? I got a quick question. What the hell is that Aiden and Stefano thing about? Why would he? My thing is, what sense does it make? Everything he's doing don't make any sense to me. Okay, you bring.
Well, this was an obvious rewrite
yeah.
by the new
This is
new
writers.
Writers. Because it's been a 180 from his character.
Right.
They're basically just trying to get him off because Bo's coming back, I think.
Basically.
But I don't know. I mean, and they also have Rachel.
Which I think is a mistake. I think they should have let him on and had a triangle. Even if Bo was going to leave, at least for a while, and then just keep eight. Because if he leaves, it's going to be Rafe. I've been hearing that.
Oh
Rafe
yeah.
And Hope,
oh yeah.
So,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Kept Aiden on.
I mean, I'm just kind of wondering. I mean, what's the purpose of all of that? And then he's also trying to get Chad with Abigail. I mean, unless there's a bigger umbrella story that we don't know about yet, because I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But nothing Stefano does makes sense anyway. So
yeah, I don't know why he wants to keep Hope and Bo apart. So I don't understand that either. So
well, look, if Stefano DiMera is involved, you can bet your bottom dollar, it's definitely something no good. Because look, we're talking about when you talk about Stefano DiMera. Look at his past history. Look at the history he's had with the Brady family. Okay, there is he is evil personified. He is evil incarnate. The man has got more missing brain cells when it comes to compassion than Carter's got liver pills in a bottle. So trust me, I don't. When it comes to Stefano, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
I definitely think we need some more. You know, it can't just be Stefano all the time. I wish they would bring Ian McCall. Let's bring Ian back.
I'm
all for that.
He was another one. He's getting the same treatment. His character got the same treatment that Daniel Cosgrove's character is getting, and they really at the end of Ian's stay, oh my gosh, that stuff was so good, and they just ruined it. So that would be cool. That would be cool to somehow get Ian back. That would be fun. I know everybody's clamoring for Matt Ashford to come back, but I haven't heard any confirmation of that.
I haven't heard anything either. I don't know. But that could be a surprise, you know. Could happen all of a sudden.
I know that would be a happy surprise for a lot of people.
Well, that's going to be interesting because, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, how do you survive an elevator crash, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. If they do that, that's going to be an interesting story.
Yeah.
Well, having been with the Volunteer Fire Service for over 32 years, I can safely say that it's not totally impossible. Although, if you do survive, you're going to be one broken body. I mean, you're going to have more broken bones than you bargained for. Yeah, because I was on a call. One of the elevators, the hydraulics gave way.
Mm-hmm.
And when the hydraulic gave way, it shot down to the basement so fast that gravity, unfortunately, took over and the guy was pinned. He couldn't move. When the elevator hit bottom, he ended up with fractured ribs, fractured both legs, multiple fractures. His arms had multiple fractures. He had a hairline crack in his skull, but the man lived. The man lived, and he's still going through a lot of therapy to this day. So if Days of Our Lives writers do it right, and I suspect it likely that they might, they can have him survive the elevator crash, but he's going to be pretty broken and battered for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and did they ever even show, like, they never showed Jack's body, did they? We never actually.
No, I can't even remember how they.
I don't remember seeing it. So, how the writers, they could make it Stefano whisk them off, you know, anything. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. Stefano has them away somewhere, like EJ, too,
exactly.
You know.
They
left that open that he could come back if they wanted to, but I don't see that happening either, although I'd love to see him come back. But
this is a soap opera, and it's Days of Our Lives, and we've had some pretty big regime changes, and most of these killings all happened at regime changing time.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think, you know, with Jack, for example, you know, Jack has been killed off, Marianne, you probably know better than I do, how many times, and I mean, one time they donated all of his organs and he came back. So the man's got perseverance and he's been off the air since.
Yeah, Matt and Tao have argued over that, who got killed off more times. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
how many times should Stefano come back?
Jennifer managed to not lose a single brain cell without a functioning heart for several hours. So.
Well, and Dr. Daniel took the heart out in that, you know, prison office, and then, you know, the next week she was eating a cheeseburger over at the pub.
Right.
So again, this is Days, and so it's kind of suspend disbelief.
If it's one of our favorites, we'll buy anything. I mean, and Andre fell off a roof. I mean, a hospital roof or a building roof. I mean, but if it's one of our fan favorites, we don't care. We just want them back.
We don't care how they bring them back. Yeah. Because there's always
as long as they don't disparage another favorite character in so doing, which is sometimes difficult. But
right.
Well, I'll put it to you like this: as long as they can bring back the fan favorite in a full body cast, and I wouldn't care as long as they bring them back. I mean, for crying out loud, to just leave everybody hanging in limbo as to whether their favorite character is going to be back or not. It's like, I like a good cliffhanger, but sometimes it can get a little bit much.
It's hard to know exactly what's going to happen. Again, you really have to kind of suspend disbelief. You know, just like with Clyde, he was in the snow, supposedly dead, for 3 days. And then all of a sudden, he kind of just got up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, all of these things are kind of, you know, you just have, you know, you just have to, we just have to kind of wait and see, which is what Kenneth was saying earlier, is that, you know, you really can't predict, which is good. Even if you know the history, you can't really predict right now what's going to happen.
Kind of enjoy
the time that Peter Ruckel comes back as Beau, and enjoy the time that we've got some of these other folks, and just see what they're going to do. Because I think, you know, it's right now I can't really pinpoint what the thread is between the victims. And this is interesting, too. We already know who most of the victims are going to be from this killing. So it's other than, like, the one Marianne, you mentioned.
Did they say how,
kind of,
yeah, did they say how, ever say how many there are? Is there, you know, I think Clyde might be one, Daniel might be one. I don't know how many their total
supposed
to be. But
if they're all from the serial killer, if they have a big,
might,
you know,
different way,
event,
yeah, might not all be serial killer.
Somebody could have just, you know, they may not necessarily be a victim of the serial killer. We just don't know. There's just a lot we don't know. So I listened to something from Michael Fairman not too long ago, about two, 3 weeks ago, and one of the things he said is that one of the big things that they're trying to do in this first full month of the new regime is to kind of put all this together, and, you know, so that we're not dealing with so many pieces and parts, because that's really all we're dealing with right now, is just trying to piece together, you know, all these different
right.
situations. And obviously there have been some big changes in terms of what the storyline and direction is. So for, like, Aiden and for some of these other characters. So, like I said, I don't understand the whole Eric thing at all. Marianne,
oh, yeah,
know,
that Eric thing was kind of confusing.
Kind of baffling to me. So
just trying to tie up Serena and different things.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting. If they can pull this together under one umbrella, it'll be interesting. If they can figure out, if they come up with a common thread for all this. But
well, we have a lot to look forward to, so hopefully we can all come back next week. So anything else before we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Well,
what
I will say, if it is being like a lot of folks are saying, I can see how it would make sense too, because then there's a lot of information that Ben didn't know about his dad at the time. And so if he found out, you know, that could give him a license to kill if he is the killer to begin with. You see what I'm saying? If Clyde is going to die from the hands of the strangler, if Ben was the killer, that's the only way I would perceive him being killed is the fact that Ben finds out the truth about him and what he's really about.
Sounds good. We'll see who's right. See if any of us guessed right. So, okay. Well, thanks everyone.
All right.
For everyone,
take care.
Right.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Be sure to tune in next time for another edition of Divas of Duel.
All right. Thanks, George. Great to
hear
your voice.
Thanks for calling in.
Hang in there. Hopefully.
I'm really glad that you took my call, and I'm really glad I was able to be here.
Aww.
Because you ladies have always welcomed me with open arms, and you made me feel welcome, and it's a pleasure to be here. So.
Aww. We love having you. Take care now.
You have yourselves a wonderful evening.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.